everyone, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are here joining me today as Dr. Meehan, and we have so many things we're talking about. So I think everyone is going to learn something to better their health and wellness. So this show is for you. Please like, share, and subscribe. Because, you know, oftentimes we don't get the diagnosis that we really need, and we suffer and we're not feeling our best, and we just accept it as this is the way it is. Well, not on today's show. You're not going to accept this is the way it is. We want you to feel good and healthy. And so we're going to learn about things going on in your house that could contribute to your health issues, hormone disruptors, food stuff. We have a plethora of things that we are talking about on this episode, so like, share, and subscribe. I always play the conversation and add more context, so if you could join me on Telegram, that'd be great. You can follow me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. You can find me at True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. Find me there, and I would love to carry on the conversation and add content. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor, and the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Becoming a just donate whatever you think you could donate, or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber. And while you're on the website, go ahead and grab a shirt for you. Grab some swags to help support the show. I'd love that. That'd be great if you could have an Amber May Show t-shirt just for you. Anyways, coming up right now is Dr. Meehan. Dr. Meehan joining us again. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us, taking time out of your busy day.
Great to be here, Amber. Got it. You got to do the work to help the people, so I'm here to help.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Honestly, I hope people reach out to you. And the easiest way to do that, if they go to meehanmd.com, and that's M-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, M-D.com. Because Dr. Meehan, I have realized that you ask totally different questions than most medical providers, stuff that most people wouldn't even think of. And I could tell when you are meeting with a patient, I can see the wheels in your head turning as you're hearing the symptoms and you're asking these questions that typically people aren't asked. And I find it great because I see you as like a detective of the body. And you're trying to find the culprit and how you're going to deal with the culprit by digging deep and figuring out what the main cause is. And I appreciate you.
Oh, well, I think most doctors think they're doing that. It's just, we lack the training. I probably didn't have that insight and know the questions to ask when I was earlier in my career, and I hadn't trained beyond my medical school and residency training. Training in functional medicine and integrative and nutritional, it just gives me a bigger, you know, background from which to draw from, to be thinking about. I mean, I'm always thinking about root causes. Could this be, you know, a dietary insufficiency? Are you getting enough of the raw materials your body needs to turn into neurotransmitters and hormones and tissue repair? So I think when you come from a place in believing that, you know, our body needs good nutrition, you know, clean air, clean water, and you kind of start from those bases. I'm thinking that what's going on in their environment, you know, you're inflamed all the time. You'd be amazed at how many times I find help somebody recognize that their home is infested with mold, you know, that mycotoxins in their environment are something we need to look at, need to do some mold testing, or to simply look at things like, where are your hormones? I mean, it sounds like all your symptoms start to align with a low, you know, thyroid function, low sex hormone levels, which are being, you know, destroyed by a number of things in our environment and medical system today, and often are completely ignored. So it's really about, you know, experience, training, continuing to train, you know, outside of the medical establishment, mm-hmm. understanding and appreciating the importance of the foods that we eat and how they can harm us or heal us. We can't control nature like we think that we can. That's the problem with medicine. We have too many God complexes in science and in medicine. In fact, the religion of scientism is a real problem, that we believe, you know, that all of the answers can come from science when mm-hmm. science doesn't even begin to understand the complexity of, you know, of what God has created and the mm-hmm. complexity in our human bodies, the complexity of the hormonal systems. You know, you can study, as I did, is study endocrinology, practicing it for 20 years. And think that you understand everything. I don't. I understand that I know about 1% or less. I mean, the tip of the iceberg. There's so much immense complexity that I can't begin to understand it. It would be hubris and arrogance that would lead me to think otherwise. So in that situation, what do I do to restore hormones? Well, I replicate that perfect design that we see in the healthiest members of the population. Female hormones rise and fall in a very predictable pattern over 28 days. If you're doing hormone restoration and you're not restoring that natural biorhythm of estrogen peaking around the time of ovulation, and then it comes down, if there's no pregnancy, comes back up, peaks again, a secondary peak, not as high as the first peak on day 22 is the secondary peak. Progesterone is low in the first half of the cycle, and then it peaks in the second half of the cycle, and testosterone peaks right in the middle. That rhythmic, that harmonious rise and fall of hormones is what we should be replicating in the human body. In men, it's a little bit simpler because men are simpler. We have a 24-hour rhythm. Wake up with the highest levels of the day, that's and then gradually truth. Decline.
I did not expect to see my newborn baby boy in the morning with the highest level of testosterone.
That's right. Yeah.
That was a brand new thing for me. And yeah. I said to my husband, I'm his mother. I shouldn't be seeing this stuff right now.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. He started laughing at me.
It gets even worse around the time of puberty. So, you know, one of the questions I always ask men is, you know, how many erections have you woken up with this, you know, every morning at 18 or 19? It's like every morning. Sometimes by the time men are in their 40s, they can't remember when the last time was. And that's a clear indicator that they've got a testosterone hormone deficiency. And it's not just testosterone, you know, in men or women. It's not just estrogen in women. We all have the same hormones. We have them in different patterns, different rhythms, but they all are important to be in the right balance. And when you study the healthiest members of the population, as I have throughout my career, everything from the hormonal lab results and Olympic athletes, we do a lot of testing of that healthy population in the Olympics. When you look at those levels, you see something that's very different than the laboratory reference range, which is so broad. You know, the free testosterone in women, for example, goes from zero because apparently they must be testing female cadavers for hormone levels to, you know, a mildly upper range, about 4.2, 4.1, depending on the lab. But when you study, you know, a healthy 30-year-old elite athlete might have a free testosterone or 7 or 8 or even higher. So, you know, anyway, laboratory reference ranges aren't really the right goalpost to be looking at.
Absolutely right, because sometimes people don't fall in that range. And so a doctor who is just really honed in on the range is not going to necessarily give you the correct diagnosis. Like if your thyroid is technically within the normal range, but maybe on one end or the other. But maybe you really do have a hormone, a thyroid problem, but oh no, it's in the normal range, so they're not going to give you a prescription. So they forget to think about what are the symptoms? Tired, weight gain, this, that. Okay, think about the symptoms and then pair that with the number. And if it's
and the symptoms really matter more. You know, there's when you test thyroid, for example, so when you're talking about thyroid, you're looking at a complex system that you're taking a snapshot of. It's constantly, you know, reiterating there's a feedback loop that is, you know, sometimes it's pushing the gas, sometimes it's pumping the brakes. The brakes are reverse T3 in that system. T3 is the active form of thyroid that binds to and stimulates the thyroid hormone receptor. Reverse T3 is sometimes created by the thyroid to kind of block that receptor and kind of slow down thyroid function. So if you don't test a complete panel in thyroid, you don't really know what you're looking at. But even when you test it, you're seeing a moment in time. Mm-hmm. So I rely a lot more on symptoms. If you've got cold hands and feet, your spouse is complaining about how cold your hands are. You notice how cold your feet are at night. You know, you touch your spouse's feet and, you know, she seems warm and you're freezing. You shake somebody's hand. I can diagnose low thyroid function by shaking somebody's hand sometimes.
Oh, wow.
You look for loss of the lateral aspects of the eyebrows. I see a lot, you know, I do a lot of telemedicine. I can, you know, I sit there and I'm saying, I think we need to check your thyroid. Have you noticed your lateral eyebrows are starting to thin?
Right.
Go look at some old pictures and, you know, that'll be one of the places that you'll start to manifest that hair loss, the loss of that stimulatory thyroid function. Measure your body temperature. You know, one of the functions of the thyroid gland is maintaining your body temperature at that, you know, ideal chemical reaction of 98.6. That's where, you know, most of the chemical reactions in our body work. Now, if you're 97.6 or less, like you wake up in the morning, you test your body temperature and you're 97.2, your thyroid function is insufficient to be able to maintain your body temperature and thermoregulate your body in an ideal place.
Wow.
Now, the other thing that you'll notice if somebody has a low thyroid, they may, when they have a fever, when they're having an infection, they may only rise to a normal range, you know, that, so that they may be 96 degrees is their baseline. So they got a thyroid dysfunction. Now, when their temperature is 98.6, we would say, oh, you got a normal temperature, probably not an infection. But no, it would be the equivalent of like 100 degrees or 101 degrees.
Oh, wow.
in somebody that had a normal thyroid function. So when you have a low thyroid function, your immune system doesn't work optimally either. That fever is intentional. It's elevating your body temperature to create an inhospitable, you know, rough environment for that virus that, you know, may melt and lose some of its infectious capabilities at higher temperatures. The higher temperature is also meant to increase your circulation, to bring more blood and white blood cells to the area of infection. So thyroid disease is something that is often misdiagnosed, mistreated. Pay attention to the symptoms. You know, the range for thyroid, the low end of the range for T3 is about 2 in most people. So if they have a 2.1 and they've got cold hands and feet and they're losing hair and they're gaining weight and they're, you know, crushing fatigue late in the afternoon, that may be the cause of their chronic fatigue. To circle back around to your original questions, mm-hmm. You know, they may have a significant thyroid dysfunction. Their body may, we all have different kind of set points. We all have a different hormonal fingerprint. You know, when you're 19, you might have your optimal thyroid level or your optimal free testosterone level might have been 6. But if you're, you know, if you're 0 in the laboratory reference range, you'll say that's okay. You're in the normal range, but you're at a fraction, or let's say you were 2, but your set point where you kind of worked at your best, you healed the fastest, you worked the best, you had the best outlook on life. If your set point, your fingerprint in youth was 6 and now you're at 2, you're at a fraction of where your body was designed to work at its best.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
I'm Clay Clark. I'm a very pale male, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. Hey!
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some, have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Now, we are kind of programmed to, you know, decline with age, right?
And so that's exactly right.
We have to accept some portion of that. We don't want to be, there's a time when we want to be less of a warrior and more of a grandmother or grandfather and kind of calm it down, you know? And so like when I've had to been on hormone therapy for almost 25 years because of damage to my pituitary from being a martial artist and a boxer and a middle linebacker and slamming my head into my opponents as a, you know, means of winning and damaging that pituitary. So I don't want to be at the 1400 that I was when I was a 19-year-old West Point cadet. I want to be someplace less than that to match kind of where I should be. You know, you're probably too young, Amber, but there was a gentleman by the name of Jack LaLanne, the original juicer guy. He sold the juicer and when he was in his 90s, he had a total testosterone of 900, a little more than 900.
Whoa.
And I tell a lot of my patients, so, you know, 40 years ago, we lived in a less toxic environment. You didn't have all these endocrine disruptors. Mm-hmm. It was a lot easier for Jack LaLanne to pull boats across the English Channel in his teeth in his 70s. That's what that's the crazy things that he did. But he was so healthy. He ate well, you know, juiced most every meal. I don't know. But that Jack LaLanne would have a very difficult time being who he was, having the health that he had, even into his 90s in this modern age, unless he was growing his own, you know, fruits and vegetables and sure that they weren't being contaminated by the environment and sprays and such. So, you know, we just live in a world that I think the enemy has been attacking us,
yes,
weakening, diminishing us, you know, trying to destroy our, you know, weaken our offspring. And we don't, how do we fight back against that? Well, sometimes you have to look at hormone restoration, because hormones they're like water to the plants in a garden. If your body is this analogous to a garden, all the plants in that garden are analogous to your cells. If you don't water a garden, what happens? The plants wilt, wither, they can't bloom and bear fruit. And when your body starts declining in its production of hormones, when you're at some fractional amount of the hormones that your body should be seeing, you're suffering weight gain and muscle loss and depression and anxiety and no libido, and you just don't care, and you've gone to a medical system that, for goodness sakes, will treat every one of those symptoms. You'll get a sleeping pill, you'll get a pain pill, you'll get an anxiety pill, a benzodiazepine that you'll become addicted to.
I will tell you what they won't give you, though, a pill for a female for her libido. They won't give you a
absolutely
pill for that.
Right. And
they
and, you
will
know,
give one to a man to get an erection, but a woman cannot get anything if she has no low libido.
And by the way, the same pills that are effective in men for their erections are beneficial to women. Sometimes it's worth, you know, a trial. So Viagra and Cialis and or Tadalafil is a generic of Cialis. And which, by the way, I use quite frequently to just improve blood flow, nitric oxide release in your blood vessels. So anyway, it can be beneficial to a woman. But you know what's beneficial to a woman? Having reasonable levels of hormones, having testosterone that should be peaking on, you know, the middle of the cycle shortly after ovulation. So she gets frisky after ovulating so that you can have a baby. But it's not, it's more than just reproduction. It's every tissue in your body is responding to that signal, that hormonal rise and fall and that harmony. In fact, I call my approach to hormone restoration in women the Harmony Protocol. I'm trying to restore and create harmony again in your hormones, not just giving you a, you know, a flat dose of a static dose, same dose every day. That's the way doctors do it. That's the way scientists do it. But what I always say, when scientists and doctors try to assume the role of God, they do the devil's work. And by that, I mean, when we try to, you know, ignore what we see naturally occurring in the healthiest members of the population, we're probably going to create some problems. Like, for example, trying to outcompete God's ability of our immune system, fight every pathogen on the planet. Instead, we're going to biohack that system and create a gene therapy. How's that working for us? And if you're listening to CNN and MSNBC, it's working just fine. But that's gaslighting, ladies and gentlemen,
right.
because scientific evidence is destroying us.
This also affects marriage relationships. When your hormones are not working at optimum capacity, whether you're female or you're male, then your mate is going to feel like you don't desire them or care about them. They're going to get the wrong signal instead of realizing, shoot, maybe there is something wrong with me. I'm always tired all the time. I have no drive. I'm gaining weight, this and that. And when you go to a female doctor, because I overheard the doctor say this to a patient, when the woman was in tears crying in his office because she had no drive, he's like, do you know how many women come into my office and tell me that? He's like, I wish there was a pill I could give you, but there really is not a pill to give you.
Yeah, I mean,
just devastated because she wanted some help so bad. Something was off. She knew it. At least I'm gathering this, you know, from the conversation.
No, you've got your finger on the pulse of the problem. And it's a general problem in women's health that, you know, in a the medical system is not training doctors in how to, you know, treat root causes. So when a woman goes into the gynecologist, the OB's office, and they're complaining of these things, the likelihood, extraordinarily high likelihood, is they're going to get an antidepressant or some other psychotropic drug that will not address the problem, will make them feel worse. They, instead of giving, you know, testing their hormones, and in testing hormones, that's really important. You know, if you're still menstruating, you should be testing hormones 13 days. You got to check the estrogen peak first. The estrogen peak should be laboratory tested 13 days after the onset of the period. That should be right around the time that ovulatory peak in estrogen is manifest in the female body. Now, if your doctor has tested your hormones without referring to and specifying when you should be testing, you got a doctor that forgot everything that they should have learned about hormonal physiology. Because, you know, there are times during the period, for example, in which estrogen and progesterone and testosterone will all be very low, you know, and that if you test in that time frame, you're not going to be able to tell what's going on in her body. If she has an estradiol or a progesterone or a testosterone deficiency, you won't see any of that there. You'll have to, you know, if you suspect a testosterone deficiency, test on day 15, a progesterone deficiency. For example, so many women have this problem, painful onset of their period. They have cramping and painful periods. They also have some moodiness, some depression, and then they have a heavy flow with clots and, you know, just a very heavy flow. Multiple pads have to be used. Well, that's a progesterone deficiency. It's a simple treatment, some progesterone transdermal cream will take that painful menstrual cycle, heavy flow where they're bleeding too much, and reduce it back to a normal flow. But why? Because that's what progesterone does in the second half of the cycle. Hmm. It prepares the endometrial lining, which estrogen proliferated. So estrogen is causing that the lining of your uterus to proliferate, to get vascular, to thicken, to prepare for implantation of the fertilized egg. And if there isn't a pregnancy, if there's not an implantation and that signaling process starts, then estrogen will drop off and then progesterone will start rising. And that progesterone starts taking those big, beefy, robust blood vessels and start diminishing them, so that when the and then it will also start causing a release of the adhesions of that endometrial lining to the underlying uterus. And that progesterone effect then creates a nice, painless shedding of the endometrial lining. You'll have a, 4-day normal flow without pain, and can even, many women will say, wow, that's the way it's supposed to be. I've always, it's never been like that. And they'll say, that feels revitalizing, makes me feel youthful. And it's a simple treatment.
How does progesterone affect a pregnancy? Because there's some women that have to be on progesterone to keep a pregnancy. I don't understand how that works. Yeah, well,
if there is a pregnancy, progesterone levels will rise. They're a big part of maintaining that pregnancy. And without going too deep into that, I don't think anybody needs a endocrinology lesson here, but just understand that many times the ovaries are just not getting, that hormonal control that the brain should be exerting. The brain is being confused because it's got way too much estrogen. I mean, birth control pills, what do? They trick your brain into believing you're pregnant all the time, 24/7, 365. In fact, they're deconstructing the neural pathways that are meant to create that rhythmic rise and fall. So they're, we're starting young women at two, at young ages, and long duration of having their brain tricked into believing they're pregnant all the time. That is definitely going to create some long-term side effects that go beyond the risk of increased, blood clots, deep vein thromboses, pulmonary embolism, because most of the birth control pills are using synthetic versions of hormones that have repeatedly been shown to cause problems. So, but they're deconstructing the brain pathways that are meant to be, creating this rhythmic rise and fall that you see in estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. A lot of women their ovaries have been so confused for so long that they can't produce the levels that are necessary for maintaining the pregnancy. And progesterone, transdermal progesterone is cheap. It's very effective, dosed properly, and I think transdermally. It has to be bioidentical. The hormones should all be bioidentical, not these synthetic derivatives that were patented and have a 10-year shelf life. Should be identical to what your ovaries produce. They try to diminish bioidentical hormones like, oh, that's woo-woo medicine. It doesn't have to be bioidentical. That's misleading nonsense.
Well, I heard that like fake hormones leads to breast cancer in women. And I imagine it would lead to testicular cancer in men if you get the fake hormones.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have shown in a number of studies that followed the Women's Health Initiative that the synthetic estrogens, the synthetic progestins, which, by the way, often get conflated in medicine. They'll say, well, ethanol estradiol, they'll just call it estrogen. Ethanol estradiol is a synthetic abnormal substance in the human body. Medroxyprogesterone acetate, so they add on these two molecular side chains, that's not natural in the body. And so when we analyze these things, why in the Women's Health Initiative, which was meant to kind of confirm that Premarin and its variations were, the best thing since sliced bread, is one of the first pharmaceutical blockbuster drugs. But when they finally did a randomized controlled trial, a large randomized controlled trial in women, they determined that Premarin, Prempro, Premphase, and these synthetic variations were increasing breast cancer, cardiovascular risk, heart attack and stroke, Alzheimer's, a long list of chronic diseases. And back in that time, in the early 2000s, it pulled off the market and doctors stopped prescribing them because of the announcement that they had, you know, they stopped the study early because the treatment, you know, the most common treatment being administered was causing, you know, more risks than benefits. And subsequent analysis really identified that it was mainly the synthetic nature of these hormones. Well, first of all, Premarin is from pregnant mare urine. It's a equine, conjugated equine estrogen. It's made from horses. So you get horse, you know, estrogen is not human estrogen. It's not bioidentical and binds as often, you know, it binds irregularly, abnormally to our receptors in a way that can cause problems. More importantly, when you administer these hormones, especially these synthetic ones orally, and it has to be digested, absorbed in the intestines, and passed through liver metabolism before it ever hits your bloodstream and gets to the places it's supposed to go. When it hits that liver metabolism, the liver was metabolizing some of those synthetic hormones into byproducts that were inflammatory and even carcinogenic.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by bringing you the biggest bath sale ever. Get my 6-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever, only $39.96. His and her bathrobes, 50% off. Bath mats for as low as $17.49. And I'm also excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. And now they come in even more colors and wide sizes. They're made with the same great patented technology. And yes, you'll still save $90 a pair. So get the biggest savings ever on bath sheets, bath mats, washcloths, hand towels, bathrobes, slippers, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and get deep discounts on all MyPillow bath products, including our 6-piece towel sets. Regular $89.98, now only $39.96. Get all your shopping in while quantities last, so please order now.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
These days, it's hard finding doctors you can trust. But look no further, because now you can go to Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com for all your future health care needs. And while you're there, you might want to check out his supplements. He has some amazing supplements. For instance, the Optimal Defense. That is perfect for the cold and flu time of year. That helps support your immune system. And if you have like reoccurring issues that come up with your health, that might be a great supplement for you to try. You may also want to check out Immune Plus. It has herbs like echinacea and elderberry. And Immune Plus also contains medicinal mushrooms to help support the body's natural defenses. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with Dr. Meehan at MeehanMD.com. Use promo code AMBER while you're there. Again, Meehan is spelled MeehanMD.com for all your telemed and supplemental needs. And remember, use promo code AMBER at checkout.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
That's what I heard, that they cause cancer. And I learned that in college, actually, at a liberal university, Arizona State University. And I was taking a research class, and I was like, I never want to take that when I get older, when I go through the change of life. Oh, no. Oh, right. No. I couldn't believe that was a thing that was happening.
Well, here,
and is it something that they're still doing to this day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw a patient a couple of weeks ago now that was still being prescribed Premarin. I mean, I was like, God, how old? The question I asked is, how old is your doctor by chance? Are they over 70? Yeah, they're, yeah, I think 74. I was like, yeah, that's why they're still prescribing what they were taught and, you know, never kept up with the science. And they're still prescribing something that I think should have been completely off the market, but it's still out there. Well, and, you know, springs up another important point in cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. There's a debate and some controversy about what is really causing these hormonal-based cancers, ovarian, as I said, breast, prostate, men, et cetera. And I'll tell you that I'm in the side of the debate that says the problem is not estradiol, not your natural estrogen. It's these abnormal estrogens in the environment. So here's the scenario. Think about, you've got this estrogen receptor sitting there in your breast cell or your prostate cell in men. And there's a lot of estrogen receptors. Those are important, you know, receptor, high density for estrogen receptors in those tissues. Now, there's increasingly, there's been a competition for who wins and binds to and stimulates that receptor. Is it going to be atrazine, which was an herbicide that running off the crops and fields in California into the streams and ponds was turning male frogs into female frogs? It's a powerful estrogenic effect. Yeah. Decimating wildlife populations.
Whoa. I didn't know that could be.
You've got this estrogen receptor waiting for the key. It's the lock. Here comes the key. Is the key going to be your natural estradiol, which when you're younger is pretty high, you know, peak levels of estrogen on day around the time of ovulation, 12 or 13, might be 350 to 550. So high levels of estrogen. When you're young, you've got some competition, at least going against the bad guys. The good girls are your biologic estrogens, what you produce naturally. The bad guys are the atrazines and glyphosates and bisphenol A's. So then what happens when you get older, menopause starts to hit and your hormones start to decrease? Who's winning the competition to bind to that estrogen receptor are the bad guys. And they don't naturally bind to it, stimulate it, release, remove from the body. They bind to it. They latch on. They overstimulate it. There are no progesterones in the, you know, synthetic progesterones in the environment that are, it's just, they're mostly just estrogen like toxic molecules. So you got these toxic atrazines and BPAs binding to the estrogen receptor in your breast cells, stimulating it without cessation, instead of just being stimulated for a short period of time each month. It's chronic overstimulation. That's what creates cancer, in my opinion. So how do you prevent that? Well, number one, you try to eliminate the bad guys coming in, and you keep your good girls at a level that are capable of out-competing or at least competing for natural, normal stimulation of that estrogen receptor. And that may mean raising your estradiol levels as you get older. And that could be, you know, supplementing with some of the precursor hormones like pregnenolone and DHEA over the counter. You know, you can do that. That'll raise your hormones a little bit. Diet is very important, you know, all those kind of things. But really, it's stop eating genetically modified foods sprayed with both, you know, Roundup and atrazine twice a growing season for most crops, right? Mm-hmm. Start reading the labels on your food, avoiding any genetically modified ingredients. Don't listen to these scientists that are trying to tell you that, no, GMOs are fine. Roundup is fine. We quit attacking these big industries that have increased the production of food supply. Yeah, they've increased our ability to grow more plants in big industrial monocrop, you know, fields, but they're destroying the microbiome of the soil. They're depleting nutrients in the soil. The food that you're eating that's grown in that way and sprayed with those things, that glyphosate sinks into every kernel of wheat, soybean, kernel of corn. It's everywhere, and it's accumulating in the environment. It's in 85% of the rainfall, according to Dr. Zach Bush, an expert in this area, a genius. And, you know, Zach Bush, ZACHBUSHMD. Follow him on YouTube and any of his social media channels. He's a genius. He'll really teach you a lot in this area. But
I believe that. But, you know, we've gotten so far away from how we used to farm, where there was natural ways, like magnolias. There's a flower that naturally deters. Is it magnolias? I can't think of it. I think so. And then there's things like rosemary and lemongrass, and there's natural ways we could farm and have pesticides, you know, reduce the pesticides. We won't be pesticide free, but we could still reduce the pesticides, because
Come on, people have been farming since the beginning of time after we left the
garden. Long before we had those things. Yeah. And you know, it's a risk to benefit analysis. You know, we gotta consider that when you start spraying atrazine and realize and glyphosate, I mean, glyphosate is really a huge problem. It's not only a cancer causing agent if you're chronically exposed to it as a gardener or, you know, but it has so many other detrimental effects. It destroys the gut microbiome. So the good bacteria in our gut, it hits them like an antibiotic. In fact, it's patented for its powerful antibiotic effect. So you eat a plate of nachos with some genetically modified corn chips in there, and you're getting an antibiotic effect in your gut microbiome that will destroy and disrupt that ecosystem of balanced, bacterial synergistically working with you to help in digestion and vitamin production, et cetera. And so it's just everywhere in our food supply. And again, that's why I moved out, our family and two of my daughters and their families, we moved out to a farm, and we're growing in a sustainable fashion. So, Polyface Farms, Joel Saladin, that he is a farmer. It's really leading and teaching others and how to farm in a way that, your chickens eat the bugs in the grass. You pull them to a new section of the grass salad bar every day. They're not, they're not living in their own feces and their own excrements, and you don't have to vaccinate them and feed them full, pump them full of growth hormone and antibiotics. The animals actually contribute to the microbiome, the dung of the cows and the goats and the pigs, the way the pigs root up and restore the ground, and then the better, healthier grass starts to grow in that area. That's what we're doing now. And I'm learning new stuff every day. I'm going to go look up magnolias, because there was a time when we had an understanding of that science, that we use different plant species, different grass species. We let the animals build our permaculture, build the microbiome of our soil.
And marigolds. It's marigolds.
Marigolds. Okay.
Yes. Marigolds. That I just planted them in front of my grapevine, because
that keeps the insects and some of the critters away, right?
That's what I'm hoping, because we have such a plentiful grapevine, and we get so many grapes, and I want to make jams and stuff like that, but the bugs just destroy it, and I don't want to spray stuff on my vine. Right. So we're trying the marigolds, and I'm going to see if that helps us with the vine. And then I had some rosemary in the back and some lemongrass for our garden in the back. So I'm trying things too that are natural, because I don't want to destroy my plants. And I have made some essential oil sprays that will help with the bug deterrent, which again is more natural ways, where you're using one set of plants to detect from other insects eating your gardens. We need to go back to this, Dr. Meehan.
We have to. I mean, really, the health of our health, the health of ourselves, of the world, depends on us restoring, the microbiome of the soil, because we have turned it into an arid wasteland of three nutrients that we're replacing with fertilizers. And when we can, there is a large body of science out there that says, another thing to do around your garden is put up birdhouses all around the perimeter of your garden, because those birds will decimate the insect. A lot of those insects, they'll eat those insects up. Get some guinea hens to go around and eat all the bugs all over the place. You'll see your tick problem go, completely away. I mean, there is a natural way that we can rebuild the soils, create a healthier soil, a nutrient dense soil, so that when we're harvesting our fruits and vegetables from that soil, they're going to be rich in nutrients, instead of just three nutrients, and the glyphosate and atrazine is destroying everything else, including the bacteria and the microbes that should be in that soil, contributing to the health of that soil and absorbing. By the way, I was watching Joel Saladin talk about this, how some of the species of bacteria that should live in a healthy soil is being eliminated by a lot of these pesticides, but it's that bacteria that specifically absorbs CO2 from the atmosphere. So if you want to, if you want to buy into this, the climate change issue, and make a difference, start making sure that our soil is rich in this species of bacteria. And I can't remember the name of it, but this bacteria that we're decimating by the way we're doing these, you know, monocrop, big agriculture, industrial agricultural things where they're just spraying the crap out of those, those plants. And they're not even ripening under the effects of the sun. So they're growing nutrient depleted soils. They're not ripening under the effects of the sun. They're ripening under the effects of some exotic gas in the back of a distribution truck. It's 90 days old by the time it hits your dinner plate. Not to mention, by the way, which just reminds me, how we're raising the chickens here in the United States in these big farms, and then sending them to China to be processed, and then China sends them back to us. That's being done with a lot of our cattle and poultry, sending it to China where they use, you know, slave labor very often to process it and then ship back. How long does that take? And by the way, China is our enemy. They are attacking us. They've been poisoning us for a long time. It's not just fentanyl, now fentanyl laced with even more powerful destructive opioid stimulators, but they're poisoning us. And the last thing I'm going to do is eat some chicken that was grown in, you know, was raised in Arkansas and then shipped
to China.
Back and forth to China in the United States. Who knows?
And they're buying our farmlands too, Dr. Meehan.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Big time in our farmlands.
Big problem. Yeah.
Not to help the American people, by no means to help the American
people. Absolutely. They are absolutely our sworn enemies. They know it. They put it in their military doctrines and documents. Mm-hmm. We're just acting like, let's let China, release a bioweapon upon the planet or let it escape. And then we'll just buy a bunch of masks from them, which won't work. But what are they going to put in the mask? Well, they put a bunch of graphene oxide in the mask of Canadian. Oxide. A big Canadian supply got recalled because they were finding this graphene oxide that was entering the airways of the mask wearers. It's one of the many problems. But, it's like I tell my patients, if you're on a prescription drug, get off of it. If you're getting a generic drug that's predominantly being made in China, you better get off of it, because we've had like 45 recalls of many of the generic drugs being manufactured in China that were contaminated with a carcinogen. And if we had 45 recalls over 3 or 4 years, that's in a system that they won't let our FDA investigators visit those factories. So if we catch one, it's like probably 1% of the problem.
But even if we did, we know they're compromised by big pharma. We've seen that with COVID. You know, that was a big.
Well, our present government is compromised by China. I mean,
that's right.
We're letting balloons fly over. We're letting the southern border be invaded. There are reports of hundreds of thousands of Chinese military age men coming across our southern border. I'm a former, I'm a former army, military. I'm a veteran, and I'm in tune with what's going on. I know the strategic risk that we're facing. I think we've got the front of the invasion force already on our soil, and it's only going to be a matter of time before. I mean, I think we're, personally, I think we're 6 months away from kinetic warfare with China and World War III. China, Russia, and the armies of the East. It's biblical. And I think everybody's got to get ready for it. You need to get healthy.
Chinese police departments in New York. I mean, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, the Confucius centers in all of our major cities. I mean, that's the front. And then, the farmland. I mean, there was a former Chinese retired general that bought farmland adjacent to a military base in Texas that the legislator, had to get involved because they built a 10,000 foot runway on that land. It was supposedly a wind farm, but it was a landing zone. I mean, You know, I know that may sound, a lot of this may sound tinfoil hat, but I always hope
this is reality of what's happening.
It's reality, ladies and gentlemen. You better start realizing that if you don't really get prepared for what's coming, if you don't have your health in order, if you're not going to be capable of, you know, defending your family, you're going to be facing a lot of problems while the rest of us are trying to retain the freedoms and the independence of this nation. But we will be sometime in the coming months or year, we will be seeing, you know, the beginnings, if not the true initiation of World War III, unless, and I hope what happens is God just finally comes down and Jesus is on that white horse and we just fight it out at Armageddon for 1,000 years of peace. And we know how that war ends because we win. God wins in that situation.
Yep. You know, when you talked about just now, get off the medication, I'm sure you're going to help your patients come off that medication or get onto something else that would be better for them.
Absolutely.
I'm sure you're not going to be like cold turkey. That's it. Get off.
No. For a lot of those, you know, a lot of those deeply dependency creating drugs like benzodiazepines, opioids, even antidepressants, you can't cold turkey them. You know, you come off of them too quickly, you withdraw. That's what keeps a lot of people on those medications. You know, a lot of people don't realize how much antidepressants change who they are, diminish their personality, cause, you know, problems and conflicts in the marriage. In fact, suppress hormone production, libido, you know, just turns you into a flattened, you know, less involved, less engaged. You're just not there. And studies have shown that antidepressants are worse than placebo after about 6 to 9 weeks. So placebos outperform the antidepressants and after about 6 to 9 weeks, for a very short period of time, they can increase, you know, serotonin, norepinephrine. They can change some of your neurotransmitters, but your body will start trying to push things back into the homeostatic range. Mm-hmm. And you just, at that point, you just become more dependent, kind of what I call fragile. You become more fragile because you're dependent on the maintenance of some neurotransmitter level that's created by the drug. If the drug levels wane or decrease suddenly, you'll withdraw and you'll have, you know, psychotic breaks, episodes, you'll have morbid, deep, dangerous depression. You'll become suicidal, homicidal. Many of the school shootings have been in young people or people that just simply had a sudden change in their psychotropic drug.
Well, look medication. At the lady who just shot up the Tennessee children, transgender. What does a lot of testosterone do to a female? Yeah, Doesn't it make them angry and rageful?
Well, it very could. I've seen that argument, you know, and what I tell people is that when your hormones are in the balance that your body is designed for, you know, testosterone won't cause you to be, you know, angry, irritable, aggressive. But supraphysiologic levels can push you that way. They can actually interfere with some of your neurotransmitter production, specifically an enzyme called monoamine oxidase A. So you take a female whose body is not designed to see these levels and you drive up their testosterone and a derivative of testosterone called dihydrotestosterone. You drive that up too much, it can adversely affect the way your body breaks down and metabolizes your neurotransmitters. And that can cause that, you know, steroid rage syndrome that they sometimes describe. Normal, healthy levels of testosterone will not do that. Even in genetically susceptible people that have mutations that enzyme monoamine oxidase A. But you take a young female and put super physiologic male levels of hormones into her body, and yeah, it could definitely do that. Can make her, you know, I mean, male characteristics. On top of a physiology that's not designed to see that. And it could cause all that kind of problem. It's disrupting neurotransmitters. It's a prescription for all kinds of problems.
I would think so. I would totally think so. Well, Dr. Meehan, you are such a wealth of information. I love having you on because you just share so much info and I learn so much every time you're on my show. And I just learned so much just talking to you in general. How do people, if they're having an issue and they want to finally get better, you know, they've been to 5,000 doctors and they still don't feel good. And so they're starting to just accept, I'm never going to feel good. But you know, after hearing this program, there might be light at the end of the tunnel for them. They think, well, maybe this one doctor can help me. How do they reach out to you?
Yeah, just go to meehanmd.com, M-E-E-H-A-N like ninja, M-D like medical doctor.com. And make sure you use Amber's code because I want to bless her. And I'll tell you how to test your hormones, your thyroid, your sex hormones, in an appropriate fashion so we can actually see what's happening. You will do it at specific times and dates. And then if you have a deficiency state, if that foundation of your health, the foundational impact of your hormones is something that needs to be addressed, we'll start with diet and lifestyle, targeted supplementation. If it requires hormone restoration, we'll do it biorhythmically. We'll do it bioidentically, transdermally for the most part, especially in women. There's no injections for men. Best way to do it is to do a small injection twice a week plus a hormonal cream. I'll explain all of that to them. If you're struggling with fertility, you don't have to do in vitro fertilization. I have so many babies that have been born to our practice and young couples that were struggling. We can help you there, show you how to get that. If you have that painful menstrual period, that heavy flow, progesterone deficiency, it's a cheap, easy fix. And it won't, you know, rewire your brain. It won't we're not trying to trick your brain into some abnormal state that it was never designed for. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when it comes to hormones, I'm not going to help somebody transgender themselves. I don't do that. I don't believe in that. I would rather probably get them off of the drugs that are confusing them, you know, taper them off slowly. If you want to taper off of drugs, I can help you with that too. Slow, progressive, you know, reduction so you don't withdraw, but you can get to freedom. And that's opioids, benzos, antidepressants, you name it. We can help you get there. So just go to meandmd.com, hit on become a patient, and we'll take it from there.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Meehan, for another episode. You know, I've learned so much. You're a blessing to my audience. You're a blessing to me personally. So thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate you.
Great to be here, Amber. Keep up the good work. God bless you and God bless all of your listeners.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.